Welcome back to the Sports Desk. Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line now by this year's Ladies Senior Player of the Year, crowned at the LGFA Awards last night, Niamh McLaughlin. Niamh, congratulations. We'll start with your initial reaction to being named as last night's Player of the Year.
Thanks very much, Owen. Look, completely taken back. I'm really surprised. I think probably my reaction showed that on the cameras. But no, look, it's really lovely, and I've had loads of messages, just really overwhelming, and loads of support from everyone back at home. So no, look, I'm not really sure how I'm feeling at the minute, but I know I'm feeling very lucky anyway, I know that.
Yeah, and the fact that it's the players that voted for you makes it more of an honour, doesn't it?
For sure. Look, as I said, just even getting a nomination was completely unexpected. And there's something really lovely knowing that it's your players that you're playing against, you know, week in, week out, and year after year that are voting for you. You know, I vote every year in the competition. And I think the All-Stars are something that you think about when you're young, and but being nominated for the Player of the Year and then actually winning it is just like, it's something that I never even thought about. So, yeah, no, look, it's really, really lovely.
Yeah, and tell us then, how much dedication does it take to put yourself in a position to be the standout player of a season?
Look, I didn't put any more work than any other girls on the team. And I think that's the really good thing about the squad and the team that we have there at the minute. You know, we drive each other on and we push each other on every training session to be as best we can. And look, the individual awards, obviously, look, as cliche as it sounds, are always nice. But look, as we're trying to build as a team, and that's the most important. And I definitely wouldn't be where I am, or, you know, wouldn't have got any recognition last night if it hadn't been for the girls and management this year and over the last few years, you know.
Yeah, and it ends the year on a positive note for yourself. You know, Donegal lost to Meath in the league final and in the All-Ireland semi-final. So does it make up a wee bit for these disappointments?
Okay, look, I think it was a disappointing year for us as a team on a personal level. We felt that, you know, we could have had more, you know, out of those games, and we were obviously hoping to win those games, and that's what we set out to do. Look, we had 6 nominations there last night, and with girls who weren't nominated that probably could have been down as well. So I think it's a nice boost for the end of the year, of course, and hopefully it gives girls that extra wee bit of hunger, that wee bit of drive now going into pre-season and the league starting in January.
Yeah, so you touched on it then. Next year, will you and the rest of the group look to be building on this year and try go and better those results from last year?
Of course, look, we're always trying to better what we do in the previous years. And like I mentioned last night, I don't think we have a mountain of work to do to catch anyone. We're there and we're thereabouts. And look, there was a kick of the ball between us and Meath and even Armagh in the Ulster final. And look, we're not too far away. We just feel as though if we can just, you know, add wee bits and pieces to our game, and if individuals can get 1% and 2% better every week or at each game, then that's gonna stand us massively as a whole and as a team.
Yeah, thanks, Niamh, for joining us today on Sunday Sport. Once again, congratulations, and rest up that voice for another day.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks,
thank you.